Sean Colvin, Tennessee. That is one of my favorite songs from that album, Fat City. And Sean Colvin is coming to the Cabot in Beverly on December 5th. Get your tickets because she's fantastic. It's a solo show, which is kind of nice and intimate, and she's just fantastic. What can I say? Before that, Joss Stone, going way back to 2003, did Super Duper Love. And we heard some Jill Sobule, Cinnamon Park, love that song, from Underdog Victorious. And I saw a great show with Jill at Passim a few weeks ago. And you need to go see her show in New York. She's putting it back on in November. It's called F7th Grade. That starts with an F. And the Wild Project is where it's at. And it's an off-Broadway thing, but it's only for a couple of weeks. But you have to see it. And also, she's selling some great T-shirts that you can only get at the venue. And I really want one. So if you're going to go, let me know, and I'll give you money for a T-shirt. How's that? I've already seen it, and I would see it again. But I'm actually having knee surgery in a couple of weeks, so I'm not going anywhere for a while. All right. Before Jill, we heard Jane Sibbery doing Waitress. From the classic album No Borders Here, 1984. And we started it all with K.T. Tunstall doing Little Favors from Drastic Fantastic. I love album covers, album names that rhyme. That goes back to 2007. It is 12:02, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Sue, and you're listening to Something About the Women. Thank you for tuning in. And the sun just came out in Medford, so I'm pretty psyched about that because I have the afternoon off. So get to have some fun. And let's see, what do we got next for you? I had a story to tell you. Oh, I just wanted to comment on the public service announcement that I played about the opioid use. I did not know it was going to be about knee surgery, and there you have it. I'm having knee surgery in a couple weeks. But never fear, Jane and Kirsten are going to hold down the squeaky chair. And I'm going to actually pre-record some shows so that, I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but I'm going to do some shows and have them ready for you while I'm recovering. It's the building that we do this show in, it's up three flights of stairs. So it's going to be a while after I have my knee replaced before this 61-year-old woman can climb those stairs. I can barely do it now. All right. I told you about my experience last night at City Winery, seeing Victoria. Here's a cut from them.
I'm Well, these women always raving about their monkey men, about their trifling husbands and their no good friends. Well, peaceful women, they sit around all day and moan. They're wondering why.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, I must admit, I went off on a little mamas and the papas jag there, but let me tell you why. So I'm listening to the ebook of Cass Elliot's daughter, Owen, her memoir about her mom, although she didn't know her mom for more than a few years because her mom died when she was young, but she collected all this information from people who knew her and from recorded things. And so far, I'm really enjoying the book. I'm only about halfway through. And by the way, it's called My Mama, Cass. And so it goes into the history of Cass Elliot's career. And so I thought I'd give you a little snapshot of that, at least what I've learned so far. So we started the set. Well, actually, we started the set with Victoria doing Hardware Store. So and it was great seeing her last night at City Winery. Then we started My Mamas and Papas Jag with The Big Three, which has nothing to do with the Mamas and the Papas. The Big Three was a group that Cass Elliot was in before the Mamas and the Papas with Tim Rose and John Brown. And that was a cover of the song Wild Women. And that is from an album called Creek Alley, The History of the Mamas and the Papas. And then after that, we heard Dream a Little Dream of Me, obviously featuring Cass Elliot on the vocals from the Mamas and the Papas' greatest hits. And then a song from her solo career, we heard her singing California Earthquake from her album Dream a Little Dream from 1968. And then, although I'm not sure of that date, actually. Oh, no, that looks right, 1968. And then we finish off with probably their most famous song, California Dreamin', which I sang many a time around a campfire at Camp Timbertops, the mountain camp for girls. And that is from the album If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears from 1966. All right, that brings us to 12:20. I got about 40 more minutes left here with you. Reminder, check us out on Facebook. It's Something About the Women Radio Show. You can interact with us and tell us things and ask us things. I forgot to mention when I talked about the book that's being written about Tracy Chapman earlier, especially those of you from around Tufts, if you have any memories of Tracy when she was a student here or anything even past then, she was here, she graduated in 86. That's 1986. So if you were here in the early to mid 80s and knew Tracy or have any things to share, or you've followed her career and have any things to share for this book, let me know and I will put you in touch with the author. And actually she dug up, so Aurélie Moulin, I hope I'm saying that, Moulin, like Moulin Rouge, she's been sending me clippings that she's been finding from the early days from like the Tufts Observer and stuff about Tracy. So I know she's been on MFO many times, but she's been on Something About the Women before I was a DJ here, which means pre-1988. Anyway, share your stories on our Facebook page or message us with your Tracy Chapman stories. And now I'll stop talking and play you some Deb Talon here on Something About the Women.
Tell it to the judge, man. Tell it to your mother of this reflection in a sock and one shoe. After the great defection, he said, tell a lie sometimes. Tell the truth when it suits you. And when you've lost your way, tell a story. Tell your story. Tell it. Forgot what she told me mostly, but I remember one thing she said. You may slip and call some lousy fuck your friend, but in the end story. gypsy. Look into her crystal ball, in her shop out on the boardwalk, where she probably tells them all, you will meet a handsome stranger. It will be a lightning bolt from above. I don't need another jolt, dear. Just tell me this is love. I don't want to see your mama with a twinkle in her eye, 'cause she's dreaming about our future. If she's dreaming about a lie, I just want to see the roadside rolling by, and on the wheel God's driving gloves, while you lean over to my side and tell me this is love.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen, was it? Let's continue.
I haven't been kind to you. This might seem out of the blue. It might surprise you to find I hold you in my.
You don't care. my sisters, you better listen to me. Never trust the heart of a man. Tell you he'll crush you just like a sparrow. Hurt so bad you'll never mend. Now he'll vow to always love you. Swear nobody else will ever do. Then he'll leave you. He'll leave you for another. Break your poor little heart in two.
Up another set with Betty LeVette. That rhymed. Little Sparrow from her album I've Got My Own Hell to Raise from 2005. She is just a national treasure, is she not? What an amazing singer. Amy Winehouse did Back to Black from 2006. R.I.P. Amy Winehouse. We heard local artist Jill McCracken doing Just Right. And Jess Klein. We heard half of her song Tell Me This Is Love. Some of my CDs, I think they're just old. They just stop playing right in the middle. And we started it with Deb Talon, Boston artist. I don't know if she still lives here or if she still performs, but I've always liked her. We heard Tell Your Story Walking from A Bird Flies Out. I actually think she was part of the duo The Weepies, and maybe that's how her career morphed. I wonder if they're still out there. I'll check it out. All right, it's 1241, and you're listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I've got about 19 more minutes left here with you, so let's make good use of them, shall we? Here's something from one of my favorites, The Story.
Please don't hose us off.
disguised and disfigured, and you thought I tasted like rain. There's nothing here but a shadow, nothing here. Now you know, now you know, now you know, now you know. There's nothing here but the shadow. But tonight I clearly recall every little bit. I can chew like a cannibal, I can yell like a cat. I've even had you believe in that. Yeah.
damage done. We took a look around but never found a smoking gun. You said, kiss me one more time for old time's sake. Now there's a promise just waiting to break. Oh, Lord knows you take the cake, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, Peter Pan's got nothing on you, as far as I can tell. But you might find as the years go by that it's a harder sell. You said, kiss me one more time for old time's sake. Now there's a promise just waiting to break. Oh, Lord knows you take the cake, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Got a magpie heart. I'm a sucker for a shiny object, shining just out of reach, just a little out of reach. The sun comes up and the sun goes down, and there's another day. Another day behind us, still so much left on our plates. You said, kiss me one more time for old time's sake. Now there's a promise just waiting to break. Oh, Lord knows you take the cake, you do. Yes, you. Yes, you do.
Darling, the weight of the world looks so good on your shoulders. Hey, but darling, don't you shoulder it all alone. For such is life that a man should find trial. Such is life a man should seek faith. She's vulnerable, sweet, sweet bride. So dream while you can. Breathe the fire with a fading leaf. Nothing but ashes on the wind. With no stone. Should love pass away again.
Can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, so it is time for me to give up the squeaky chair because Brian Young is coming in for a crash course for the Ravers. Let me tell you what we just heard. That last song was Kayla Ray, brand new music called The World's Weight, and that is the title track from that new album. Kim Ritchie has a new album out called Every New Beginning. We heard Take the Cake. We heard Patty Griffin doing a classic Every Little Bit from 1996, and we heard The Story, one of my local favorites, Jonathan Brook, Jennifer Kimball doing Dog Dreams from their album Grace in Gravity. All right, so it's time for me to give up the chair, but stay tuned. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'll leave you with something from the Cocktail Slippers here on Something About the Women. Have a great day.
Singing, hey yeah, and I'd walk inside.